Hello?
Hello, Ms. Hughes.
Yeah.
It's
Is this
Priscilla.
Priscilla?
Yeah, it's just Priscilla from Craftsy. So the system is back again, so let's try to resolve the problem. I found here an account with the Gmail email here that is a premium monthly membership. Okay, and you say that you are not able to log in with this account.
Which email do you have?
With the gmail.com. I found an account with this email, the joebrynett@gmail.com. You are able to
Let me
access this account?
wait a minute, let me see. Okay, so let me log out of here
Okay.
and go back in. Okay, so okay, so it comes up. Let me get out here. Okay, so when I go to the sign in to Craftsy, it has the AOL address on there.
Okay, so sign up in the craftsy.com, go to sign in with the gmail.com email. Let me
Okay, let's
reset the
check
password.
okay, so I say forgot password.
Now I reset here and you can put as ABC123, everything lowercase.
A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. And then sign in.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't want to save that one right now, that password, because I need to go in now and reset it, right?
Yeah, you can reset it. You were able
Okay.
to see your dashboard?
Yeah, I see the dashboard.
Okay, check to
And it
see. You're going
says,
to see an icon that have the classes.
okay, classes. Yeah, there they are.
So it is correct. It is the email that you want to access, right?
Yeah, I want to attach it to this one, yes. Okay, so let me go back. But I want to change the password now.
Yeah, so if you go back to the dashboard, you're going to see an icon that say password.
Okay, password. Okay, I don't know what the current password is.
Is ABC123.
Okay. How quickly I forget. Okay, wait just a second, okay?
Okay.
It changes. Okie dokie then. I guess that did it.
It is
You want me
working.
to sign out and you want me to sign out and sign back in again?
Yeah, try
Maybe
to
not
see if
then.
the password is working.
Why does it keep popping up with the AOL?
Maybe it was because it was saving your computer. Maybe it can be that.
Wait a minute. You still there, Priscilla?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, now I'm gonna sign out again. it still pops up with that AOL. I don't understand that. Because I told it to save it.
Okay, so what I understand that is happening is because maybe the old email and the old thing are saving your computer. So maybe you can like clean the caching in your browser, because it's the only explanation, because it is not associated with the account, the old email.
Okay, wait a minute.
Ma'am? Ma'am, are you still there? Hello? Ma'am, are you hearing me? Hello. Ma'am?
Are you still there?
I'm here. I was not hearing you.
Okay, what I did is I went in there to where passwords are saved, and I deleted the AOL ones associated with Craftsy. Now I'm going to see if it's going to let me do it again.
Okay.
You know, follow. But what you were saying, that makes total sense.
Yeah, it's something because most of the time we save things should be faster, so that's why it's popping out to you automatically.
Yeah. Okay, I'm in there now, but I'll remember it. Okay, so if I'm looking at this correctly on my membership details, it shows me as a premium membership that I started. Why does it say February 1st, 21? I started that a long time ago.
It's showing here that you had a monthly membership in the system that,
okay.
Yeah, it's going to expire the monthly membership on March the 4th.
Okay, but so it's going to continue to take it out month by month.
Exactly.
How much is the annual? Can I ever change it to the annual?
Yes, if you prefer, we are having a promotion that is the annual membership for $29.99 for the whole year. So if you want it after this one expire, I can send you today an email with the link for the offer.
Okay, so yes, do that.
Okay, just one sec. Let me open the email here. Just a mere second.
Can I change the account that's going to come out of?
What do you mean, ma'am? The card?
Yeah.
You mean the credit card?
Yes.
Yes, so I'm going to send you a link. So you have the membership until March the 4th. So after this date, if you want to sign up for the annual membership with the offer, you're going to click and you're going to put that you are a return customer, and you can put the new credit card number.
Okay, but this says it doesn't start until February the 4th. So
It's showing here subscription expiration date March 4, 2021. Ma'am, your voice disappeared. I didn't hear.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, now there you are. It accidentally went to speaker. Okay, so you're saying that this one starts on February the 4th and it expires on March the 4th.
Yeah, this one that you pay is showing that you pay on January the 4th and you pay for 2 months because you paid $16.50. That's why it's going to expire on March the 4th. So
when did I pay that?
It's showing here that it was charged you on January the 4th.
Oh, so I pay a month in advance.
Yes. So you have until March the 4th. So if you want to sign up for the annual membership, wait until this one expires, and you can use the offer that I send you by email.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So all the classes are in order. Let's see here, membership details. Okay. Go back to... How do I get back to the dashboard? Backspace point. Okay. So the classes. Okay. All the classes are there, I think. Show more. I wouldn't have known except I wanted to make that bag by Annie. And I know I had that in here somewhere.
Yeah, if you're looking your classes and you see something that is not available that is supposed to be there, you can send to us by email with the name of the class, and we send you the technical support so they can add to your account.
Okay. All right, because I know that there's one. It was the Ultimate Travel Bag by Annie. And I don't see that on here at all. So what if I can't remember all the ones I had?
Yeah, it's supposed to be everything when they make the migration from the blueprint to the crafting the new website. It's supposed to be everything available to you. Like I say, unfortunately, in this situation, if something is missing, we have at least you have the name so the technical support can add.
Okay, so I signed up for some of those when it was blueprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it is a class that you pay for, it has to be available in your account, even if you don't have a membership with us. So that's what I'm saying. Check to see if every class it is there. And if it is something that you are not seeing, but you have the name, you can send us in the email by the customer support, and they can send you the technical so they can add to you.
Okay, this is what I'm saying, though, Priscilla. With that blueprint membership that I had, I could look at all of the classes.
Yes.
And that was one of the classes that I looked at that I didn't have to pay for.
Okay, so yes, in this situation, because it was a free class that it was part of the membership, so this class it doesn't come. The only thing that classes that is going to be there, it is the classes that you pay for, the ones that you bought it.
Okay. So with this membership, I don't have that access to look at the full content anymore like it did on Blueprint?
No, you have access to the classes. I mean, the classes that you have, the classes that is going to show in your icon as classes, is the classes that are yours, the ones that you're not going to miss even if you don't have a membership with us. You know, the classes that you paid for, it is different
from
the classes that you just have access to them.
Okay, I understand that part. But with Blueprint, I could look at other classes for free.
Yeah, you still have that with your membership. If you go to the first page of the website and you click on all classes, you can search by the subject or by the name.
Okay, let me go back. Okay. So it wouldn't be under my account dashboard then, right?
No, in your account dashboard, just the classes that you purchase. For you to see the classes from that is in the website. You can go back to the first page. If you click on Craftsy, you can go back to the first page.
Okay.
And you're going to see there is something that say all classes.
You're helping me learn how to navigate this. So I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, ma'am.
And I know that must be a hard job.
No, it is okay.
Okay, so then I see. Oh, look at that.
Did you find the icon with all classes?
Yeah. Now, so say 50% when you pick any three classes. So these are purchase classes.
Yeah, this will be a discount if you want to buy any classes you have forever. Okay. Like I say, with the membership, you still have access to the classes to watch it, but are not classes that you're going to have if you don't have the membership anymore.
Okay. I don't see that. All classes. I just typed it in the search.
Yeah,
so
it can be that, but so if you go back to crafts.com.
Okay. All right. Okay. Then I see the little diploma hat that says all classes.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
You're so smart. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're so smart.
Are you seeing that you can search for the subject that you're looking, or if you click on the search bar that says search classes, you can search by the name or something that you are specifically looking for.
Okay, so I'm going to put by Annie in there. Okay, there it is. Okay. All right, so each time I want, it won't, so say for instance, I don't go through the whole class.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
Okay, so I pulled up the one that I want.